Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
If somebody told me at the start of the season, through 12 games, you'd be tied with the Maple Leafs and the Panthers in the standings, I'd sign up for it.
Oh, 100%. Stanley Cup champions. Yeah, okay.
The only problem is that got wished on a monkey's paw.
Why is it a monkey's paw?
What do you mean?
Would opposable thumbs not make it a hand?
Sports Talk Saturday.
Monkeys don't have paws, but rather hands and feet. Wow.
So the monkey's paw. That's why then you know that it's that specific. Unfavorable consequences, as is the definition of the monkey's paw.
We'll call it a hand. I'm just going to
call
it a hand.
No, don't call it a monkey's hand.
It is. No. It is. It's not a paw. Monkeys don't have paws. They have hands and feet.
It's a monkey's paw.
The only reason it's a paw because it's more sinister.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not going off of that. I'm going off of science.
No.
Monkey's hand.
No.
Monkey's hand.
Science has nothing to do with evil.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Can we go back to last week? It's anatomically a hand.
No. I'm not talking about that. Can we go back to last week when we were feeling a little bit more hopeful about the Sabres?
You mean before they got shut out by Joel Hofer and the Blue Jackets the other
yeah,
night?
Yeah, you had a little bit of a... I noticed a little bit of like pettiness in the update there, Joe.
A little zest in there?
Yeah, a little bit of a...
How could I not, Derek? How could I not? How could I avoid that? I was sitting in the bowl for that game. My dad, we don't really get to go out and go to a lot of Sabres games because family stuff, work, everything catches up. So it was nice to have an evening. And I'm like, you know what? They're better this season. We might have a better shot at this. Soon as, and I kid you not, the breakaway goal to go up 2-0 there on Lukanen.
Oh, that wasn't a breakaway.
No, it wasn't a breakaway.
Not even close.
The shorthanded goal for St. Louis.
That was the first goal.
The first
1-0.
Goal. Yes, it was.
So there was a breakaway. It wasn't the second one.
I'm telling you, I'm there. And I can't even recall specific details because I was so enraged at all of this happening. It kind of all blurs together.
I could tell.
So sitting there, soon as they hit the center ice and Lukanen starts creeping out of the net, I'm like, oh, that's a goal. I'm sitting right behind him, and it goes in. It was just an absolute pitiful performance. And yes, okay, I'm not going to sit here and act like Rasmus Dahlin is playing well. He's clearly on a leave of absence, right? Clearly, this has been bugging him. I don't understand how it wouldn't bug anybody, right? That's a heavy, heavy situation to be dealing with. So respect for him being, you know, smart enough to take the leave of absence, and Lindy Ruff being accepting of it, everybody on the team being accepting of it. It's bigger than hockey, Lindy Ruff said yesterday. And that's what it is at the end of the day. I've seen people clowning on it online. If that was you, you would be taking the leave of absence. That's all I have to say on that.
Honestly, the part that I want to say about this, and I'm glad that you brought it up because I did want to make some mention of it in the opening segment here of Dahlin and the situation that's going on there.
And I'm more impressed that he even tried to start the season in Buffalo.
Right. It shows he puts the team. He's on a pedestal for the team, right? He wants to win for the team. He wants to play for the team. He put his personal, and that's a heavy personal
bag. That's a heavy personal item.
Like, heavy personal item. He put that, tried to put it behind him and do his best for the team. But realistically, in a lot of those situations, you have to kind of address the personal item and then come back to the team.
And even then, we were all throughout this past week, I've been very careful on how to critique Dahlin's game because knowing what has been going on there. I'm surprised he even started in Buffalo. Not going to lie to you. If I had a fiance or a wife that was dealing with that, I wouldn't want to be gone for 2 days.
Right, exactly. Like,
really, that is kind of where it would be at for me. I couldn't bear being away for 2 days, let alone in an entirely different country for months.
Right, totally different time scales, right? You have no idea. You're talking to them at different hours of the day. I don't know. It's just, I respect him going back and dealing with that. That's a big, clearly he didn't, it's not that he didn't want to. He wanted to be here for the team, right? Clearly he wanted that.
It's a guy who wants both, but knows that he cannot have both right now.
And he was man enough to make the decision. And I respect that, even though it does jeopardize a little bit of the hockey team here, right? In the defensive standpoint, and your captain, who steps up now. And it's going to be interesting to see if they do or they don't. Because if they play like they did in St. Louis, I'm sorry, it's over.
The last thing on Dahlin in particular with the situation that he's going through here is that he says to the media, I've got a lot more to give. So I do wonder if he is able to, because Lindy Ruff does mention that Dahlin said everything's okay. Like, there's nothing getting worse there. But it makes me wonder if Dahlin is able to go back there, check on his fiance, be able to spend some time with her. Does that clear his mind? And then he comes back the player that we all know that he is. And that's going to be something that's interesting, to say the least. We don't know when that timetable is.
No, but it might not be for quite a while.
It would be. It is something where he might even see it as a peace of mind moment, where like maybe he is playing under this little bit of duress, and then that's how that goes. But I'm talking strictly the hockey side of things here, and I'm not talking about the personal side of it.
Exactly.
Mostly because I don't want to imagine the personal side of it. That is a hell that I don't want to have anybody that I know enduring that. Seeing that Dahlin is enduring that there, I don't want anyone to have to deal with that sort of situation, and Dahlin is doing what he could. Dahlin did everything he could to start the season here. He's realizing it's not working. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is him going, I need a reset.
He's a couple years older than I am, Derek. He's 25.
Yeah,
right. And just thinking about someone relatively close to my age going through something like this, it's not easy. And I don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like. Nobody. I mean, maybe somebody does. Right. There are people out there who unfortunately do know what this feels like. But let's not just jump on his performance. And I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying anyone in general online. Let's not jump on the performance. I get it. He's the captain. You expect things of him, and you have for years. But they're like Lindy Ruff said, some things are bigger than the sport. Some things are bigger than hockey. This is one of those things.
This is one of those things, and I hope everything is okay with him and his fiance, Carolina. And I do hope that everything is just able to be what I hope it is, which is this is a clearing of the head moment.
Yes.
He can go see her. She's okay. You spend some time with her, and then you're able to come back emotionally and intellectually recharged again is kind of the way that would go in that sense. And that's speaking strictly on the hockey portion of it.
And Lindy Ruff did say, by the way, nothing turned south. Nothing
went
wrong.
That's the big thing, is that it's good. And I do hope this is. Dahlin just wants to go and clear his head and be able to see her and be able to be like, okay, whew.
Yeah.
And I think that personally for him, that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
That is going to be a huge thing, just to be able to go see her and spend time with her and make sure that it is, you know, make sure that everything's okay with him.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause obviously she's recovering from the surgery and everything, but like Dahlin, again, sports are still played by human beings, and this is clear evidence of that.
Exactly.
And that's why I felt a need to almost criticize Dahlin in a different way than the rest of the top players on this team. And it, when you start doing it, it almost doesn't feel fair in a way, you know, because like these guys aren't producing. What the heck is going on here? There's no excuses. And then Dahlin, I'm over here going, there's a hell of an excuse here.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel right in a way for those other guys, because it's like there's a it's almost like there's a favoritism of sorts going on here. But Dahlin is obviously taking steps to make sure that, you know, that side of things in his life is okay, and be able to help clear his mental state.
Yeah. Speaking of the team, though.
Speaking of the team, ready?
No excuses for anyone else.
And now here comes the interesting part of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am a pro Owen Power guy.
I was.
And ready? So we can have a little discussion about this. Owen Power is being paid a pretty good contract. Owen Power does do a lot of good things quietly. It is unfortunate that, like, Power, it seems like the screw-ups, when they happen, they seem to be monumental in a way. But he does do a lot of things well quietly.
Mm-hmm.
You now have an opportunity. First of all, if you're being paid $8 million a year, I need you to be louder than you are.
Well,
you do a lot of things well, but it's quietly. He's been really good with the penalty kill when he's had to play on it. He is getting more steady as a defender. But when he screws up the overtime against, who the heck was it? There were so many of these things. Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Kulik does not get the man in the center, Roenski, but he lets Boone Jenner behind him. Oh, no, Miles Wood behind him. And when I'm watching that game, I say out loud to myself live, don't let him behind you. And he does. Kulik does not get Roenski. Roenski's able to pass it to Miles Wood, and they lose that overtime game.
Yeah.
Four overtime losses later. I'm kidding. It was three and a win.
Like, that's any better. So it's just...
It was three and a win.
Okay.
But the main crux of the situation becomes, you now have to be the guy to step up. Power has an opportunity now to silence a lot of critics, because there are a lot of people that are very critical of Owen Power.
Well, it's also, like you said, the images that stick in your mind of Owen Power are the atrocious mess-ups, right? Like the things that, like you said, lose an overtime game, right? Like that, like that's what sticks in your brain when you watch Owen Power play hockey.
And that's where he needs to be able to do more. And when I say you have to be louder, you have to be able to contribute more on the score sheet. You have to be able to contribute more when you're logging heavy minutes. This is going to become your first pair defenseman. Because who else do you turn to? Am I going to Bo Byram here? No.
No, because he was a Dahlin merchant last season, and now he can't even do that, it seems. He's a third-pair defenseman you're paying $6 million to. What a nightmare.
Hang on.
What a nightmare.
I don't want to call that a nightmare. I think him and Kesselring have been okay.
But before Kesselring, like you don't even know, though. They're okay. I'm sorry. Like, $6 million, I'd be like, you need to be good. Like, that's where I'm at, not just okay.
I'm
sick of making the excuses for this team at this point. We're 14 years in, and this season, could we say 15 now if they lose these big games coming up?
There are a
yes,
lot.
Yes, you can probably.
I don't want you to spiral in despair yet, okay? Not yet. This is not the moment to do that. Hold. Hold strong, okay? But for me, it is. I'm probably looking at Power and saying, this is your moment to step up. This is your moment to be the number one overall pick that you were. This is your moment to justify the contract that we are paying you. You want the opportunity to get the first line minutes? Here they are. It's through terrible circumstances, but here they are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And I wonder what's going to happen there. I can't believe I'm saying this, but at least Matias Samuelson's been pretty steady on the other side. So if you have Samuelson with power, typically that sounds like a nightmare scenario in years past, right? This year, that sounds completely different.
Well, Samuelson has like come awake for some reason.
Samuelson has started to show up again, and it's really refreshing to see. And I think that that should be the top pairing at the moment, would be Samuelson and power.
Mm-hmm. I just worry.
Let Byram work with Kesselring if he's healthy and good to go. I noticed that he was not at practice yesterday, but I think that he should be good to go. And then you've got Timmons and Zach Jones probably, or Jacob Bryson for your third pair. Ready? Even without Rasmus Dahlin, that sounds like a really good defensive set, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
That's not been their problem, though, Joe. They can't score.
No, they can't score. And that's what we sat there and watched in St. Louis the other night. Joel Hofer, who had a sub-800 save percentage the other night, gets a 1.0 at the end of the night. What are we doing? I'll say it, okay? He actually played a really good game, probably his best game. The one save right into the glove, right? Like, he was able to swing his arm there and catch that. But, like, I just don't understand how Tage Thompson, what happened to him? He can't score, Derek. I showed you. I used to make these goofy social media posts about the Sabres. And Thompson, I forget who they were playing. The four goals in the first period from a couple years back, like, he was your goal scorer. Paul Hamilton had a great point on when they made the line change the other night. It was just two young guys trying to feed Tage Thompson for the one-timer. At no fault of Thompson, right? He's not calling for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just intimidating to have a guy like Tage Thompson on your line all of a sudden. Like, a top guy, right? Like, I don't know. I struggle with Tage because I like him. I've seen the upside. We've seen what he could potentially be.
Well, he hasn't been able
to replicate that.
It's not even that what he could be. It's what he is.
Well, it's what he could be now. He isn't that now. He was that. He's not now.
Whoa, it's okay. What
he could be again.
It's more or less like it's frustrating watching because it looks like he's skating with cinder blocks right now. And there is enough of a leeway to be like you lost two-thirds of your top line without having Norris and Benson now for the moment. But if you are the star player of the forward group,
you need to play like a star.
You need to be able to elevate whoever's playing with you.
What do we say about Josh Allen? Totally different sport. What does he do to people around him? Elevates them, right? This receiving room they had last year, on paper, how is Mac Hollins going to the AFC Championship, right? But what did Allen do? he elevated the talent around him because of being a star player.
I'm not going to use one sport to compare to another here, but I will go ahead and say this.
It's just the star part of it. It's not the sport.
If Thompson continues to play like this, first of all, goodbye to any Olympic dreams.
He's playing his way off Team USA right now.
Yes.
That's what he's doing, actively.
And I do wonder what can happen there. I come to you and regretfully inform you, though, that the Buffalo Sabres power play has once again become unwatchable.
Just when we thought they were somewhat watchable.
We were given a quote by Lindy Ruff saying power play is going to look different. Be ready for it. Like, not those exact words, but basically the power play is going to be different, right? And it was when Zach Benson was healthy. It does look like the power play is leading through Benson, and he is the guy that has become the driving force there. Unfortunately, Benson was seen in a walking boot as recently as last week. However, he may be able to come back during this road trip. But if I'm Tage Thompson, the player that should be carrying the way, leading this team's offense, why is this team suddenly so Zach Benson reliant? The Sabres don't turn around their 0-3 start until Benson draws in the lineup.
Right, exactly. He was the game changer for them. Where did that come from?
Well, I mean, Benson is good.
He's a dog. He's going to get down and dirty and play gritty hockey, which I love. That's my favorite part about watching him play. Him going on IR, you immediately knew the team, you know, you saw me tweet it out the other night after the loss. Well, this is the 0-3 Sabres. They looked like they did in the first three games.
Now, here's the problem. If you are one player out of the lineup to being a terrible hockey team all over again, and yet that player is neither Rasmus Dahlin nor Tage Thompson, you'd be a little surprised hearing that, right?
Yeah.
Benson is, oddly enough, the point-per-game player on this team. 8 games, 8 assists. The way that he plays, you said the gritty portion of it, it creates opportunities offensively because he's so aggressive with a forecheck that he demands hastened plays to be made, and it causes turnovers. This is also a group, though, that is missing Norris, Benson, Zucker, Kulik. That's 3 of your top 6 and 4 of your top 9. So half of your top 6 is already missing with injury. Or at least projected from the start of the year, right?
Right.
And then it looks like you kind of found something with Doan, Tuck, and McLeod. And McLeod has to be there because Norris is injured, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you are so injured that you have to play Jordan Greenway as a first-line center. The man hasn't played center in years.
Well, that's very accurate. And also, I guess Thompson likes playing with him too, so that could have heavily factored into that as well.
But Greenway, predominantly a winger, has to play center.
Yeah.
That's the part I'm talking about.
And it didn't look like it was clicking the other night.
It did not look like it was clicking. Lindy Ruff has not been shy about shuffling lines around, even to a point that he has broken up the Tuck, Doan, and McLeod line.
I feel like you have to do something, though. Like, I'm with him on that.
You have to try now. And
do something different in-game, whether that be in the first 5 minutes or not, to see what happens.
But that's also because all of a sudden, 72 looks like a shell of himself as of late. And you need better from an offensive leader like that. Tuck has been a little bit more consistent throughout the year. But even then, you need better from these guys.
You need better from Tuck.
You need better from the Stars because they are not performing right now. And this all comes back to the player that I wanted to highlight on this. Owen Power. You have an opportunity now. Can you take advantage of it? Because, ready? I mentioned all the injuries. Something that Owen Parker tweeted out the other day that makes it hits hard, really, is what I want to say on this. The league doesn't wait around for you to get healthy. You need to find a way to survive.
Yeah, and that's the biggest part of it. I'm all for, oh, they're injured, like we have to, whatever. Like, I understand people saying that. And believe me, playing injured is not easy. Like, with a team around you. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. Every person that's paid on that payroll, Derek, is a professional athlete. you have to be able to work them in there and at least survive, like you said. You don't have to be phenomenal, okay? Injuries take you a step down, sure. But it shouldn't be this stark of a difference where Zach Benson is a make or break, right? Like, we don't know what it's going to look like with Norris or not. So I don't even have him in my mind as an injury weighing this team down yet. Like, we haven't seen what he... We haven't really gotten to see him on the ice. So for me, that's a non-factor. But a couple injuries should not be tanking your team.
Like it is this. Also weird, though. The Sabres with a 5-5-4 record the way that they have it, right? And it's weird that that is... It's weird in a way that it's last in the East. And yet at the same time, not weird at all. There's a way to come back from this. Now, I said the word survive, right? What do I mean by that? I mean, get through this road trip and get a couple points out of it. You are facing Carolina, Utah, Colorado, and Detroit.
I need more than a couple points.
Ready?
A couple's two.
You're starting out going to a place that you haven't won in since 2016. That is the last time that Buffalo's won in Raleigh, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding.
Panthers are 9-4-0, though. They're playing all right. That's I just don't like that.
Wait, what?
Panthers are 9-4-0. Or not Panthers. Hurricanes are 9-4-0.
There you go.
Sorry. Carolina immediately threw me off. Yeah. Hurricanes are 9-4-0. That's like, I'm sorry. If they get a point out of that, I'm happy. It's like... That's where I'm okay with the overtime, the loser point.
That's what I mean by the word survive here. If there's a couple overtime losses in there, or there's a win and two overtime losses, and you go 1-1-2 here, that's kind of successful to me, actually, based right. on the situation.
Yeah. Listen, I'm all for a loser point.
But don't turn this into December of last year.
It's not even if it turns into December of last year, Derek. If they come out of here with 2 points only, I'm sorry. That's a problem. That is a problem. Whether it be two overtime points or one game won, that's a problem. This team isn't serious if that's what happens. And I think changes are made if that's how that goes.
I don't know if changes are made. Let's not talk about that yet.
Changes are made. More like the calls for the changes that need to be made have never been louder. That's what I'll say.
We'll see. 803-0550 is the number to call. Pat, Paul, we see you on hold. Stay there over the break. We'll get to you coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer and Joe Kelly here with you on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it.
you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.